Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this episode 3347 BN. Today's date is May 6, 2024, and the title of the episode is Biden Makes a Disastrous Move, Old Guard is Exposed and in the Process of Being Destroyed. You know, we are living in the most advanced era in human history. There's never been more medical breakthroughs than there are right now. So why are millions of Americans more unhealthy and overweight than ever before? According to U.S. board-certified physicians and expert nutritionist Dr. Amy Lee, one of the main reasons is three harmful foods that are being passed off as healthy foods all over the country. Wait till you hear this, because these foods can cause weight gain, clog your digestive tract, deplete your energy, and wreck your skin. They are banned in other countries, yet shockingly, they're still legal in the U.S., and it's time someone shined a light on what they are. Dr. Amy Lee does just that while explaining how the side effects from these foods are wreaking havoc on the health of millions of Americans. The great news is it's easy to stop and reverse this damage by simply learning which foods to avoid and how to spot them. And by doing so, you can experience easier weight loss, smooth digestion, and vibrant energy. To find out these three fake health foods, go to 3harmfulfoods.com/X22. That's the number, 3harmfulfoods.com/X22, or click on the link in the description below. After years of extensive study, Dr. Amy Lee put together a revealing video totally free to the public, so you'll never get duped by these foods again. Find out all you need to know to regain control over your body at 3harmfulfoods.com/X22 or click the link in the description below. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, you know what they're witnessing? You know what they're seeing? They're seeing the destruction of the old guard. That's what Biden, Obama, Hillary Clinton, and all the others, this is what they're watching right now. They're watching it all fall apart around them. And they are now struggling because they know that they need to stop this any way they possibly can. Now, can they stop this? Most likely not, because I do believe from the very, very beginning, Trump knew that, hey, if we're going to take down the deep state players, we know we can't go directly at them, because if you look back in the past, those people that tried to go directly at the deep state, like Kennedy, Reagan, and the rest, what happened to them? Well, it didn't turn out too well. And Trump, I think he knew that the only way to get this country back is to actually not storm in with the military, take over everything, is to actually have the people take it back. Because he knew from the very, very beginning, if the people take it back, they will understand what it's like to fight for freedom. They will understand who the true enemy is. They will understand and they'll become awake to see what their tactics are. And once the people see this, once the people understand it, that's when the people will be able to keep the country. You see, if our founding fathers, if the country was just handing over to them and they said, okay, here you go, you got it, no big deal, would they be able to keep the country moving forward? No, they wouldn't, because they didn't fight for it. There was no skin in the game. And since they fought for the country, they just weren't going to let it go. They weren't just going to say, okay, you can have it back. They were going to keep it. They were going to protect it with everything that they have. The same thing is happening right now. The people, they're fighting for their freedom. The people are now waking up and seeing the deep state. They're seeing what they're capable of. They're seeing who the true criminals are and what their system is. Because in the end, this is not just about taking back the country, because that could have been easily done with Trump. He could have come with the military taking it over. Yes, the deep state would have fought back. There would have been some type of war. But eventually, I think the military in this country would have won, with a lot of death and a lot of bloodshed, but he could have taken the country back. But again, what would the people have known? See, the people, they needed to understand what was going on. Plus, if he did that, I don't think the people would have been behind him at that time. This time around, I do believe Trump, by showing the people of this country who the old guard really is and exposing them and showing them at every level, what they've been doing, the people are going to rise up to the challenge. And when you look around and you drive to the store or you go to your kids, activities, or you go out to dinner, whatever you're doing, most of the people of this country, they're saying, what's going on? I don't see a problem. There's no problems whatsoever. Even the D's, you know, that are doing all this, they're saying, yes, I know the economy's not that great. It's not what it used to be, but I still don't like Trump. Yeah, I know that there's wars that are starting up. I see the anti-Semitism with the college riots and things like that. But those are isolated areas. I don't like them. You know, I don't like this happening, but, you know, I still can go to dinner. I still can go to my kids' activities. I can still make a vacation trip. Remember, most of the people, they're looking at this going, okay, I see this happening. Yes, it's worrying. Yes, I don't like it. But the people haven't reached the precipice. Remember, everyone reaches it at all different points. And this is why all these people that believe that everything that they're experiencing right now is just okay, they have to be brought to a point where they say, this isn't okay. And that's when the uncomfortable scare event comes in. And I do believe that event is coming because Biden right now, he just made a complete and utter disastrous move. He tried to sneak the CIA into the Hamas area, tell them, listen, just say you want a ceasefire, go along with it. I think Trump has already signaled that the hostages are dead, and he thought he was going to stop Israel from going into Rafah. And I do believe he tried to play this card and it completely and utterly failed. And I do believe in the end, this is going to be a disastrous move because what Israel is going to do, it's going to destroy and eliminate almost every single one of these terrorists and destroy their lair. So this is not going to work out well for Biden. So what are they going to do? They're going to sit back and go, oh, crap. All right, they're getting rid of our terrorists. There's nothing we can do right now. Everything is destroyed. No, they're going to continue with the protests here in this country. And I do believe as they do this, this is falling right into Trump's trap, where eventually what's going to happen is that all these people, everything that you're seeing, where they're treasonous, where they're attacking this country, this is when Trump can use the military. And I do believe Trump did send a message. He was at the races over the weekend, and they were playing the national anthem, and he was saluting while they're playing the national anthem. And I do believe this leads into what is about to happen, where he let us know that we're in the process of systematically destroying the old guard. And when there are riots, this will be taken care of very, very easily. And I do believe he did send this message. And I think the people now of this country, they're waking up, but not everyone is awake. But I think we're getting very, very close. And I think what we have left here is most likely an event because, again, if Israel is now attacking Rafah, where the terrorists are, and they're going to pretty much destroy their base of operation, we're going to see more riots here. I wouldn't be surprised if there is a terrorist event. Now, you could see why this might happen, and it might be from Hamas, and this will then push us closer and closer to World War III. Remember, World War III is just not Ukraine and Russia. World War III is world war. So it's many countries fighting each other, countries taking sides. And I do believe this is where all this is headed. And we also can see how the deep state might try to make it look like Trump didn't win the elections because we could see what they're doing now as they go back to the 2020 elections. And you look at what they're trying to do. And we'll be discussing a lot more about this a little bit later. But first, we could see the families in this country. They're really waking up and they're turning against all these different corporations that have been pushing this entire trans movement and diversity and DEI and all this other crap. And what's very interesting is you could see from the ratings with like Disney and how many people are going to the movies now and with all the other companies like Bud Light and other companies, you can see people are shying away from these companies. And what's very interesting is Rasmussen Reports put out a poll and it says 71% want Disney to return to family-friendly entertainment. While LGBTQ activists are happy with Disney's gay inclusion agenda, most Americans wish the entertainment giant would go back to its family-friendly roots. Who makes up the majority of this country? Families. And if Disney wants to go down the track of appeasing the LGBTQ activists, go right ahead. Because you know what's going to happen? You're going to see other companies start up and they're going to make family-friendly shows. And the families will watch that and you'll see Disney go down the drain. So they're going to have a decision to make, and let's see which decision they go with. I think in the end, the stockholders are going to say, listen, if you continue down this way, no, we're not going to let it happen. I think they're going to be in a huge amount of trouble. And the other thing that's very interesting is that just the other day, we had another whistleblower from Boeing just suddenly die from a strange illness, an infection. He was 45. Everyone's reporting that he's pretty healthy. The first one was a mystery. And now all of a sudden, we have 10 more whistleblowers coming out and actually talking about what Boeing is doing. So what is Boeing going to do next? Are they going to basically contract a hit on all these people? Because it seems like they're going down the same path as the Clintons, doesn't it? Anyone that goes against them, they just get rid of. They 187 them. So it's starting to seem that this is the path that they were taking. But now with all these whistleblowers coming out, I think this is going to look very, very obvious if they go after every single one of these. And this will be a complete and utter disaster for them. But let's see how this all plays out. This should be very, very interesting. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, and we mentioned it just yesterday, that Henry Cuellar, well, he was indicted by the DOJ. Now, they just don't do this just because, hey, look, you're a criminal. Because, again, they're the criminal syndicate. And remember, most of the people in government, they're installed, they're blackmailed, they're bribed, and they know that these criminals, they're going to be doing what they do best. They're going to be committing crimes. But again, if they do exactly what the criminal syndicate wants, there's no problem with it. They're okay with it. If you go against them, well, that's something different. So I do believe Menendez might have done something against the Biden administration, and it looks like Henry Cuellar might have also done something against what the Biden administration wanted, what the criminal syndicate actually wanted. And actually, Trump, he let us know that, yes, Henry, he did do something. And this is what he put out. Biden just indicted Henry because the respected Democrat congressman wouldn't play Crooked Joe open border game. He was for border control, so they said. Let's use the FBI and DOJ to take him out. This is the way they operate. They're a bunch of DC thugs, and at some point, they will be paying a very big price for what they have done to our country. Crooked Joe Biden is a threat to democracy. So again, when you see them going after their own, it's because they're not playing ball. Yes, these people are installed. They're criminals. They have many different things on them. They're bribing them. They're blackmailing them. And they're allowing the criminals to do what they do best. They commit crimes. And this is exactly what this person was doing. He was taking bribes. Now, of course, you think the DOJ didn't know about this? You don't think the DOJ knew about Menendez and everyone else and Joe Biden and all everyone else? Of course they did, because it's a criminal syndicate. Only when you go against the criminal syndicate, just like the mafia. If somebody goes against the mafia, what do they do? Oh, all right. You know what? You're free to leave. Just go ahead. You can go. Or do they take him out and say, no, not again. This is not happening. You're gone. Well, it's the same thing in D.C. and around the country, because they're not just in D.C., so we could see these installed people, they are controlled, and actually, it's becoming truer and truer every single day. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, with all these illegals coming in, and we are having most likely a change of batter coming up, and I do believe the Obamas are going to be coming in focus. Remember going back in time when Obama said, listen, Obamacare, this is not going to go for the illegals. They're not going to be able to get it. No way. Now, the Republicans said, boo, no way, you're lying. And you can hear this when he's making his speech. So he said this going back in time. And what do we see today? We see something very, very different. But listen to what Obama said. Take a listen.
Claim that our reform efforts would ensure illegal immigrants. This, too, is false. The reforms I'm proposing would not apply to those who are here illegal. It's not true.
So we let everyone know that this is false. No way can this happen. Impossible. Well, the Dallas Morning News, Biden administration says 100,000 new migrants expected to enroll in Obamacare next year. So Did he lie to the people? Of course he did. They always lie because they know going down the line, that's what they're setting up. And just because it doesn't happen on that day, it will happen. Now, he thought most likely this was going to happen on Hillary's watch. Remember, Trump was never supposed to be coming in. It was supposed to be Hillary Clinton. But again, Obama would have been out of office already. They would have hid a lot of this stuff and they would have given the illegals whatever they wanted. And here we are today. It's exactly what's happening. But now people can see it. You know why? Because the fake news is no longer in control. The people now, they're controlling what's being put out there. And that's why people are seeing so much. That's why the people have been seeing the illegals. Remember, when Obama was in the White House, they were busing people all over the place. They built the cages to hold the people. They were bringing them in. Not many people were reporting on it. And you had white buses bringing these illegals all over the place. Remember, Hillary Clinton won the election against Trump in the popular vote. She had 3 million votes above Trump. There were 3 million illegals in this country. They never thought Trump would use the Electoral College because they always thought, hey, whatever the popular vote is, that's what the Electoral College was going to do. Trump countered their entire plan. And now everyone can see their entire plan. You could see everything very, very clearly. I mean, look what's happening out in Ireland. The Irish Patriots in Dublin want mass deportation of fake asylum seekers, and they want it now. This is going to spread across the world. And think about it. When Trump gets back into office, because when the people vote him in on a transparent, true vote, and he unleashes the National Guard, the military, to deport all these illegals, what do you think is going to happen in the rest of the countries around the world? Everything Soros, Obama, the deep state players have been doing, it's going to be reversed very, very quickly. And we already know from the Time magazine interview that Trump has mentioned the military. He has no problem using the military. The Posse Comitatus Act was mentioned. And actually, when you look at the Posse Comitatus Act, if there's an invasion and they're attacking this country, there is absolutely no problem where the president, the commander-in-chief, can use the military to deport all of these people. So in the end, I do believe this will be clean and swift and it will happen very, very quickly. Just like Israel going into Rafah, it's happening very, very quickly. I do believe the Biden administration, the deep state players, they've been trying to stop this, but they have failed. So what's very interesting about all this is that Hamas, they have agreed to a ceasefire and Israel is prepared and ready to go into Rafah, which they're already doing. But again, how did Hamas agree to a ceasefire? Was Israel even involved in this? No, they were not involved in this at all. So how did they make this deal? Well, what's very interesting about this, a couple days ago, CIA Director Bill Burns, he decided to travel to Palestine, where Hamas is, and he had a discussion with them. Wait a minute, the CIA is involved in this? So wait a minute, are they pushing all this? Are they the ones who are controlling Hamas? Starting to seem that way, right? Most of the terrorists that we see around this world is deep state players. Why would the CIA director go there? Think about that for a second. So he made a deal. He's saying, listen, if we don't make a deal right now, we don't make a ceasefire deal, one way or another. I know the hostages are all dead. I know you killed them all because that's what we told you to do, of course. But if we don't make this deal, you're going to be wiped out and all our terrorists, everything that we did, all our hard work is going to go down the drain. Because we got to get this war started. We need World War III. So he went out there, made a deal with Hamas, and Israel wasn't involved in any of this. So that's very interesting. But Carolyn Glick put this out and said, according to all the media reports, CIA Director Bill Burns gave Hamas a guarantee that the U.S. will force Israel to accept a permanent ceasefire. He gave a guarantee. He didn't speak to Israel. So did they have another plan then to force Israel into making this deal? Well, we'll be talking about that in just a sec, but let me just continue. This means that the Biden administration has totally abandoned Israel. It's using the hostage talks to force Israel to surrender to Hamas. Then the Biden administration, what did they do next? They cut off all ammunition supplies to Israel. So let's see. They cut off ammunition. CIA Director Burns said, we will force Israel to take this deal. So let's see. No ammunition. We don't give you ammunition. You're going to have to take this deal. This is the leverage they are using. Bonnie Glick put this out and said, it's illegal for Joe Biden admin to hold up the aid. It's a violation of the Impoundment Control Act, tying the hands of the IDF when they need munitions appropriated by Congress to end the war is against the law at Secretary Blinken. So that's very interesting. So they are now using the ammunition against Israel. Sounds like quid pro quo to me once again. So the Biden regime is doing what? They're trampling the law to get their way. And don't they do this with everything else? If I remember correctly, wasn't Trump impeached for something like this? Isn't this what they used against him? Well, shouldn't Biden be impeached? Absolutely. Avi put this out and said, Israel officials are calling Hamas's announcement that it accepts the current ceasefire agreement a trick, saying it refers to a one-sided proposal that did not receive Israeli approval and includes terms considered unacceptable. So they tried to basically twist Israel's arm into accepting this. Why are they so desperate? Why didn't they want Israel to go into Rafah? I think we know the question. And I do believe Netanyahu called their bluff. And he said, well, nothing's going to stop us from going in there. And the Israeli military, they moved into Rafah hours after Hamas agrees to a ceasefire. And they're going in and they're taking out the terrorists. Now, I do believe Trump let Israel know that pretty much the hostages are dead. There will be no deal. And actually, when you look at the deal with Hamas, they really didn't mention the hostages at all. So once again, you can see that this is a trick. They didn't want Israel to go in there. They didn't want their terrorist group to be destroyed. They didn't want them finding the base of operation. And remember, when they find the documentation, when they find all this information, where does all this lead to? Let's think about that for a second. And this is going to be a disaster for Biden. So what does that mean? That means most likely they're going to ramp everything up and they're going to probably use the terrorists to actually have an event in this country. Because remember, when the deep state gets pissed off because you're not doing what they want, they retaliate against who? The people. That's what they always do. They don't care about the people's lives. And yes, all these people that are installed in DC and everywhere else, they don't care about the people. All you got to do is go back to COVID. All you got to do is go back to 9/11. Actually, just go back in time. They're the ones who have caused all of these problems. They're the ones who have released all these different things onto the people because they needed the people to do what they wanted them to do. And if you didn't, well, they don't care if you suffered. They don't care if you were maimed. They don't care if you died. They don't care. They have no allegiance to this country whatsoever. They're a criminal syndicate that was set up. And yes, this is why in the end, when they don't get their way, they're going to punish the world. What do? They have a war. Now, a lot of people go, well, if they have a war, aren't they affected? No, it's a controlled war. They're controlling both sides. They know exactly what they're doing. And once again, you can see this is what they do when they don't get their way. Now, I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they know that this is where all this is headed. They know they need the war to restart their entire system, to have depopulation, to have the entire structure of the world completely changed, remove the Constitution from this country because they're not expecting the U.S. to win. And this is all part of their plan. But you could see they're building up their war tactics. Right now, the U.S., since they withdrew from the major nuclear arms treaty with Russia in 2019, the Pentagon began to develop weapons that would have violated the agreement. And they are now giving Taiwan, or they want to give Taiwan, a Typhoon launcher. It's a concealed launcher in a 40-foot shipping container and can hold up to 4 missiles. And they're hoping that this can help Taiwan defend itself against China when they invade. They're expecting something to happen here. Then we have Russia. Russia is planning a military exercise with a tactical nuclear weapon in response to Western threats. So they are now practicing getting ready for something to happen. That's very, very interesting. But like we said before, the deep state players, they don't care what happens to the population. Think about COVID, for example. They unleashed a virus. Why? They lied to you. They said, hey, it came from the wet market. We have emails now showing they were trying to cover that up. It was a lab leak. Was it really a lab leak or was it released? I think later on we're going to find out that it was released and it was sent around the world by having people infected. Then they realize, hey, this virus is not really killing the people. What do we got to do? We got to ramp this baby up. Hey, you know what? Let's have five governors throw people that are compromised into nursing homes where they have compromised immune system and let them infect them and let these people die off. This will show that, hey, look, we have deaths right now. That will scare the people. Hey, you know what the next thing we have to do? Because we can't keep that up. How about we have this false positive test, the PCR test, where the creator of the PCR test said, hey, this doesn't really pick up COVID, a lot of false positive. And let's keep the numbers on the screen to scare the people out of their minds. And let's pay the hospitals to say anyone that has COVID, anyone that died, even if they died of a heart attack, car accident, motorcycle accident, if they have COVID, if the false positive test says COVID, we'll pay them just to say it. And we can convince the people. And when we produce the bioweapon, we'll tell people that this is going to actually control the pandemic, even though the COVID vaccine is the pandemic. And if that guy Trump tries to, you know, tell people to use hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin, we're going to have to come up with fake studies to counter that. Because if he actually is able to release that and get people to use it, well, then people won't want the vaccine. And then this whole plan goes down the drain. You know, our plan to manipulate the elections with mail-in ballots and drop boxes. And that's what they did. And now, if you look, the truth is coming out. The truth, every single day, comes out. Time is an amazing thing. Because just with a little bit of time, people learn the truth. When you're in the thick of it and people are telling the truth, nobody wants to listen. You know why? Fear. Remove the fear. Think logically. The next scare that is coming, remove the fear. If they're telling you something, I'm talking about the government or the fake news, you need to see the proof because they want you afraid. Because you know what fear does? It makes you do stupid things. It makes you afraid of everything. Put on the mask. That doesn't work. It's not, you know, there's no science that said it works. Hey, let's stand 6 feet apart. That makes sense. It's fear. And this time around, they're going to scare you. Stop. Think logically. Think what they're doing here. But you can see this is what they did back in 2020. Dr. Simone Gold put this out. And remember, she was out there telling you, no, hydroxychloroquine works. No, ivermectin works. No, it doesn't have to be this way. She put this out. The New York Times reported that COVID jab injuries have been ignored, conceding that thousands may have been injured. What we said from the start is now echoed by those who called us conspiracy theorists. Repost this if you were labeled a conspiracy theorist. And let's go back a little bit in time. Back to May 3rd, 2020. Trump mentioned hydroxychloroquine. He actually even said, I'd rather people use hydroxychloroquine than the vaccine. Yes, we're developing the vaccine, but we can use this. This is a cure. This could be easily done. And what did they do? They created a fake Lancet report. It was retracted later on. This is what they think of you. They don't care if you die. They hate you. And what were they doing? They needed to make sure they stayed in power. Trump tried to tell everyone. Remember, this decision, any decision in your life, it's yours to make. And you need to look at all the evidence, all the documentation. Trump was trying to tell everyone hydroxychloroquine is the cure. Ivermectin is the cure, not just for COVID, but for flu and many other things. Plus, natural immunity would have cured you. All those other things they told you to do actually made it worse. Take a listen to what Trump said here.
hydroxychloroquine for a while.
And there were some studies that came out that questioned the cardiac tie, but you
one
stopped
study,
talking about it.
One study, but there were studies that came out that say it's very good, too. And I'll tell you what, I've had 3 calls in the last 4 days, of people that took it, and they're giving it credit for saving their lives. And other other countries are using it. They're bragging about it. You look at their numbers. Here's what we've been reduced to in this country. The Democrats, the radical left, whatever you want, would rather see people, I'm going to be very nice, I'm not going to say die, I'm going to say would rather see people not get well, because they think I'm going to get credit if, you know, hydroxychloroquine works. And I don't want I don't care about it. I have nothing to do with it, by the way. Everyone said I own the company. I have nothing to do with hydroxychloroquine, other than if it worked, it would be great. It would be so good for our nation because it would save people. But, you know, we've had some very good. You look at there are certain countries that swear by it. They have a much lower number. You know the countries I'm talking about.
But you're putting your real chips on the vaccine being fast.
Well, I think we're going to have a vaccine by the end of the year. Now, the doctors would say, well, you shouldn't say that. I'll say what I think. I've met with the heads of the big companies. These are great companies. Yeah, I think we're going to have a vaccine much sooner rather than later. I think it will be. I think that will be done. I would rather have, frankly, therapeutic, meaning something to make people better, if not a cure, at least a therapeutic. And, you know, that look, we started the other day with Gilead. I really think so. But we're going to have other things. And it could be that hydroxy is going to be. We don't lose anything with hydroxy. It's been out there, Brett. It's been out there for so many years. Then they start doing the false reports. It's making people. It's been used for numerous things for many years. People aren't dying from it. But
obviously,
they would
doctors
rather,
are involved there. And
they don't want to see a good result. And that's very
let me
sad.
Ask,
and that tells you everything you need to know. And remember, what's coming up, the vote on if the WHO has control over all these countries. Now, if they do get control, which most likely they probably will, because we have a lot of criminals out there running countries. Let's talk about protecting our health. On April 23rd, media outlets began to flood headlines with the latest avian flu development. The FDA said it had detected viral particles of H5N1 avian influenza in milk purchased at grocery stores. While the FDA cautioned that they believe the milk is still safe to drink, others are sounding the alarm, according to news reports. Dr. Eric Topol, founder of Scripps Research Translation Institute, said the finding of viral particles of milk on grocery store shelves means the outbreak is probably more widespread than we know. The dissemination to cows is far greater than we have been led to believe. The FDA assurance that the dairy supply is safe is nice, but it's not based on extensive assessment yet, which they acknowledge. The chief medical board of the wellness company has been closely watching the avian flu H5N1 outbreak in the United States for the last couple of weeks here. And while it's far from certain that most recent strands of bird flu will result in a pandemic, we know that the medical tyrants are never going to be done with us. And with scientists still saying that this bird flu strain could be 100 times worse than COVID, and knowing it's an election year, Americans understand that now, more than ever, we need to be prepared. Do you have what your family needs this time around? Because most doctors still won't even consider prescribing ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine, but we got you covered. Keep listening. The only of its kind, this prescription contagion emergency kit from the wellness company provides you with carefully selected assortment of effective medications for bird flu, COVID-19, and other respiratory illnesses. Ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, Z-Pak, Tamiflu, along with a nebulizer, so you can rest easy knowing that you have an emergency meds on hand, along with a guidebook for safe use. Backed by research from experts like Dr. Peter McCullough, the wellness company's contagion emergency kit is a must-have. Every American should have at least one of these kits in their homes. Avoid the chaos, wait times, and price of the hospital, and have exactly what you need for as low as the cost of a single doctor's visit. So go to twc.health/x22 and grab your contagion emergency kit right now. That's twc.health/x22. Use code x22, which saves you $30 at checkout. Kits are only available in the U.S. That's when disease X will appear. So when they tell you about disease X, you already knew that it was going to come after the vote. Now, hopefully, maybe somehow, some way, they don't vote for this. That would be very, very nice. But if they do, you know the next plandemic, that's why it's a plandemic, is going to come after the WHO has control. If you notice, it didn't come before, because if it came before the WHO has control, they wouldn't have control over anything. They need the WHO to have control. So just remember that when the WHO, if the WHO does get the votes to be in control of all these countries. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we can see that the violence in all these different blue cities, it is getting worse and worse every single day. And all you got to do is look at California. All you got to do is look at New York. You look at Chicago and all the other cities because they're all the blue cities. And you can see the people, they just can't take it anymore. And Moak has put this out on X and said, 360-plus bus operators in L.A. called out six on Friday, about 10% its total workforce. The driver staged the sick out to protest skyrocketing cases of violence with little accountability for the perpetrators. Now, this transient person, tried to get on the bus with no money and then started to hit the bus driver. And this is happening in L.A. And the people there who work there, who have families just trying to make a living, they're reaching a point where they're saying enough is enough. You think these people are going to get elected? Hopefully not. Actually, the only way we can get them out is we can't use their system because their system is used for cheating. Their system is used to install people. That's why I do believe we need to go back to paper ballots and voter ID. And I do believe everything that we're witnessing, everything that we're seeing, it's bringing us to that point where we'll be forced to go back to paper and voter ID and one day voting. And I do believe Trump has the deep state players on this path. Now, we could see that the college campuses, there were riots all over the place. A lot of these individuals, they were not students. Yes, there were still some students that were mixed in. But again, Antifa likes to get involved. They're paid by Soros, the Rockefeller Center, and the rest, and Biden donors, you name it. And they were used to actually infiltrate and cause these riots. This is what they do. And you saw it during BLM. It's the same exact people. There's no difference. They just changed their masks. Before they were wearing, you know, their N95s and their gas masks or whatever other masks they were wearing. And then they put a scarf around their face because they don't want people to see who they really are. But out at George Washington University, something very interesting is going on out there. And the Oversight Committee put this out and said, since they set up their unlawful camp at GWU, the pro-Hamas mob has called for genocide and the murder of GW faculty. The GW president is urging Mayor Bowser and MPD to clear out this unlawful anti-Semitic encampment. Why are DC officials refusing to act? Oh, you mean like they refused to act during the riots of 2020? Well, I think they're starting to get it and they're starting to understand because, again, they're all for these riots. They're told not to get involved. It's a coordinated effort. But you can see the students, they are now protecting their campuses. And of course, when you protect the campus, you protect the flag, what does the deep state do? They attack those people that are protecting the flag and the campuses. They attack those people who stand up to them. Just look at Trump. Just look at all the people that stand up to the deep state. They attack those people. Out of CNN, it says University of Mississippi opens student conduct probe after confrontation between black student and counter-protesters. Charlie Kirk responded to this and said, let me get this straight. Thousands of protesters build illegal encampment on college campuses populated by non-student agitators, funded by outside money, and college administrators spend weeks pandering and negotiating. One white frat kid allegedly makes King Kong noises toward an overweight black protester, and Ole Miss launches a conduct probe. All of these reasons to launch an investigation after the last few weeks. Remember, it's always the white kid's fault. Now this kid has the entire left-wing mob coming after him and his family. This is what they do. They attack those that stand up. They want you to back down. They want to put pressure on you so you don't back, you know, that you don't stand up and the people around you don't stand up. They're trying to teach everyone a lesson. Listen, if you're going to try this, this is what's going to happen to you. Well, you know when this changes? When everyone says, we don't care. We're going after you. We will talk back to you. We will protect the flag. We will protect the country. And what's very interesting, on Fox News, we had Neil Cavuto and Patriots Are Control put this out 3 days ago, denying that George Soros is funding the campus protesters. Now, the fake news is even admitting, yeah, Soros is funding all of this. Charlie Kirk once again said, Politico is reporting that some of Joe Biden's biggest donors are also funding the pro-Gaza protests via grants and subgrants. This includes George Soros, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Rockefeller Brothers Fund, and Susan and Nick Pritzker, heirs to the Hyatt Hotel. Ask yourself, if it were Trump's top donors funding and coordinating the illegal occupations of universities across the country, would blue state AGs just sit idly by? Where are the red state AGs indicting the left? Where are they? They all should be indicted right now if they're paying for all of this. Trump even confirms that, yes, they are being funded by Biden's donors, which is the D donors, actually, if you really think about it. And they're using this money. Trump highlighted that donors to Joe Biden are fueling the anti-Israel protests at a host of American colleges. And he says it just came out that Columbia just canceled their commencement ceremony. And he said this shouldn't happen. Why are they punishing all the students? And also I heard that the law students, they just want a passing grade on their exams because they're distraught. I mean, that's absolutely ridiculous. Is it because it's all the DEI people? Most likely, yes. He also said, and it has also come out that protesters, many of the protesters are backed by Biden's donors. Are you listening, Israel? I hope you're getting smart. So yeah, they're being backed by Soros and all the other people. It's all the deep states, criminal syndicate. That's what you're seeing. Trump confirms. Now, what's very interesting is that the deep state players, they know that their indictments, remember, they're doing this in phases to stop Trump. First, they came out in the very, very beginning in 2016. They did the Russian collusion, the Alpha Bank hoax, impeachment hoax number one, impeachment hoax number two. They try to get him off the ballot. They have all these different indictments. They're going after presidential immunity. They're doing everything, but everything is falling apart. It's not working the way they thought it was working. And his poll numbers keep moving up and up and up and up. And I do believe Trump is now pushing the judge. Go ahead, arrest me. You keep fining me. Arrest me. Put me in prison. Very interesting. Because remember, these ridiculous lawfare attacks against Trump, they have backfired and generated actually more support. The reasoning for this reaction from the poll public is simple. The more the weaponized state and judicial system attacks Trump, the clearer the dynamic of the 2024 election becomes. This is no longer, this election, 2024, it's no longer about Republican versus Democrat. If you really look at it, the race now is framed as truthful voting Americans fighting against a corrupt and weaponized government supported by a corrupt political uniparty system. So it's we the people against this corrupt uniparty system, which is the criminal syndicate. That is the campaign right now. And I think people are definitely seeing this. So if their indictments aren't working and the people are still with Trump, what are they going to do? I do believe the next part of this, the next push, is to actually throw Trump into prison. And I do believe Trump, he is showing the American people, if this is unconstitutional, it's my right to speak freely. If this is unconstitutional, which it is, it's my right to defend myself. And I do believe Blueprint summed it up perfectly, which we'll be discussing in just a second. But what's very interesting about this hush money case, with everything that's going on, is that the testimony today by the corporate comptroller, Jeff McConney, you think his testimony would have ended the hush money case. It would have been done. Because he testified, he alone was the one who instructed the accounting department to classify payments to Michael Cohen as legal expenses. Remember, this entire premise of this case is that Trump actually directed this. He didn't. So if Trump didn't determine the classification, that's the end of the case. But again, it's corrupt. Again, it's lawfare. Again, this is not about the rule of law actually working for Trump. This is about the rule of law where they decide not to follow the rule of law and they don't care what this person said. I mean, all you got to do is look at Trump's case with Letitia James. Every single bank witness said, we love him. We got our money. We made a lot of money. We did great business. Nobody lost anything. Everything's fantastic. And then they find him, you know, $500 million or so. I mean, really think about this for a second. So do you think they're just going to cancel this down? Say, oh, well, look at this. well, I guess Trump had nothing to do with this. This should just be thrown out right now. But are they? Absolutely not. But I do believe with what we're seeing with Trump right now, I do believe Blueprint pretty much sums this all up. He says, I am an American. So when my limited government exceeds its constitutional authority to tell me I can't do something my inalienable God-given rights say I can, I will do that thing every chance I get just to protest that I will never bend the knee to government tyranny. This is our unique power in the world as Americans and the demonstration that inspires others around the world that it can be done. This is the light global elites are trying to desperately to extinguish. Out of one, many. And he's absolutely right. Trump is showing the people this is completely unconstitutional. If I just go ahead and I say, okay, I'll just say nothing. I'll just do exactly what you say. Well, then what is he showing the American people? He's showing the American people that the criminal syndicate can control him. He's actually showing the American people now, I'm following the Constitution that our founding fathers set up. I have every right to speak my mind. I have every right to defend myself. I have every right to do all these things. Now, they might continually attack me, which they are, but I have the right to do this. I will even go to prison to show the American people that I have the right to speak freely. This is completely unconstitutional. The cases are hoaxes. And I will go to prison to show the American people this is the way forward. Think about our founding fathers. Think about what they sacrificed to show generation after generation this is the way forward. Think about that for a second. And this is why they're trying to stop him. Because as the people see more and more of this, it means the people say, you know something, you're right. We're with you. I see what you're doing here. I get it. Because if they remove him, this is what they're going to do to you. And they will do it to you. Listen, they unleashed a virus. They didn't care if there was a cure. They didn't care if natural immunity would cure it. They did everything to make sure you didn't know that. They did everything to make sure that you were depressed, drunk, and drugged up in your home. They did everything to make sure that you didn't find out the truth. Think about that for a second. How evil that really is. And then go back in time and look at all the other things, because they're all responsible for it. Now, as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, you can see the deep state players, they are pushing everything that they have, their narrative, to make it look like that the Trump supporters, they're going to be protesting and they're going to be rioting. Right now, we have Maxine Waters. She was being interviewed on MSNBC, and she said something very, very interesting. She said that the right-wing organizations are training up in the hills somewhere. Training for what? Training to protest, to riot? Is she actually now putting out the narrative of what is coming? Remember, these individuals, they take the orders from up above. They pass laws. They're allowed to cheat. They are allowed to trade stock. They're allowed to commit crimes. Because remember, they're part of the criminal syndicate, and they will do what they're told to do. So if they're told to put out a narrative, and if you notice, most of these individuals, they put out the same exact narrative. Oh, the Trump supporters, they are the extremists. Oh, the Trump supporters, they're going to riot. And remember, they have the Patriot Front group out there that's marching around with flags. What do you think this is going to be used for? And the other thing that's come up that's very, very interesting is that the tech publication Wired reported that the 3%er, or the 3%er militia, is again proliferating on Facebook ahead of the 2024 presidential election. Now, the 3%ers are a national network of militias, the name being a reference to the fact that only 3% of the colonists took up arms against King George in the American Revolution. The 3%ers were involved in both the Whitmer kidnap plot and the January 6, 2021 Capitol Hill uprising. Interesting, isn't it? However, what Wire didn't mention in its report is that the 3%ers were heavily infiltrated by the FBI. In fact, the FBI used the 3%ers as a front group in the Whitmer plot, going so far as to have its informants run fake 3%er Facebook groups. Julie Kelly responded to this and said, I mean, if you're dumb enough to participate in any of these Fed post operations, you only have yourself to blame at this point. But why did all of a sudden the Fed decide to say, hey, you know something? Let's bring this back, because they need people to join in. If you're going to have people dressed up as Trump supporters, you need to bring people into the fold, just like in January 6th, just like in the Whitmer kidnapping. This is what they're setting up right now. And I do believe they've been doing it for quite a while. And think about why they're bringing all the illegals in, because they know that Biden, with his poll numbers, they'll never be able to cheat in this election. Even if they bring in Michelle Obama, from the polls right now, she's not going to be that much better. She might be a little bit better, but I don't believe it will be enough for them to cheat. So all the people that they're losing, they have to make up for those people. Because remember, they can cheat, but it has to look pretty good. You just can't say, okay, this person has nobody, so everything is ballots. It wouldn't make sense. So what's very interesting is that Biden right now has lost how many votes? Let's think about this for a second. How many votes has Biden lost? Well, Rasmussen explains. He has lost 15 million votes. How many illegals have been brought into this country so far? Say around 15 million or so. Trump has gained 5 million. I do believe Trump is going to gain a lot more as we head closer and closer to the presidential election. And I do believe Biden and the D's, they're going to lose a lot more. This is why I'm saying it's going to be very, very difficult for them to cheat in the next election. But I think one part of their plan, I'm talking about the deep state plan to cheat in the election, is not to actually cheat with the ballots. Yes, they're going to try to do that. I think it's going to fail. But when Trump wins the election, even if he uses paper ballots, remember, he took the ability for the vice president to send the results back to the legislator. So I think what they're going to do, and we can see what they've been doing right now, because they're trying to build this up, and there's always a reason why they do something. Why would they go back in time and go after the electors in the 2020 election? Because they wanted to build the narrative that Trump has been using fake electors. Think about this for a second. So if they're saying he's been using fake electors in 2020, when he wins in 2024 with the paper ballots, voter ID, one-day elections, will they use the narrative that, well, he really didn't win because he's using fake electors once again? I do believe the deep state players, they know on the popular vote, they can't go after him. So what they're going to try to do is they're going to go after the electors. And this is how I do believe they're going to try to make the Trump supporters very, very angry. This is why you see the 3%ers being built up. This is why you have Maxine Waters out there saying that, you know, we're training up in the hills, because this is what they're planning to do. Now, is it going to be the Trump supporters? Absolutely not. Who is going to be out there? I do believe it's going to be Antifa, the illegals, the Patriot Front group, which will be posing as MAGA. And you're going to have other groups, which were created by the FBI, because they infiltrated these groups, and they're going to have these people out there, and they're going to try to make it seem like the Trump supporters are very angry. The Trump supporters are out there protesting, because the narrative will be Trump used fake electors. Think about how they're planning this all out. And I do believe this is one of, or part of their plan that they're going to try to use. Now, I do believe Trump, he sent us a message. He was at the McLaren garage on Pitt Lane. He was out there. The crowd was cheering USA, USA. Trump was waving to the people. Then they played the national anthem. And actually, Trump, he put this out on Truth. It shows him there saluting to the national anthem. He doesn't have his hand over his heart. He's saluting while the national anthem is playing. Now, this video is 22 seconds long. Plus, this was posted at 5:01. Now, since he's saluting, he is the commander in chief, and we take the time and we put it into military time, which is 17:01. And when you read this post, it says the following, and it's a section from the Constitution, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, It is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its power in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence, indeed, will dictate that government, long established, should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience hath shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the name object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. Down below, it's pointing to post 1690. It says, you're witnessing, watching the systematic destruction of the old guard. Power will return to the people. Then this video is 22 seconds long, which I find very interesting because Trump, while he was being interviewed by Time magazine, he mentioned the military, they mentioned the Posse Comitatus Act, and this video is 22 seconds long and it's pointing to post 22, October 31st, 2017. It says, who controls the National Guard? Why was the National Guard recently activated in select cities within the U.S.? Can the National Guard work in coordination with the Marines? Yes, they can. Do conditions need to be satisfied to authorize? Yes, they do. Insurrection or an invasion in this country. What former president used the military to save the republic and what occurred exactly? Biggest drop to ever be provided? Study and prepare. The masses tend to panic in such situations. No war, no civil unrest, clean and swift. I do believe he's letting us know that everything is on track and the plan is going the way it's supposed to be going. Because how do you round everyone up very, very easily? Well, you bring them all out from the shadows. You bring them out into the light. And once you know where they are, it becomes that much easier. Doesn't matter if they're in multiple cities. If you have the National Guard, the Marines in multiple cities, does it make it that much easier? Absolutely. And I do believe Trump, he's leading the deep state players down this path. And the people are waking up. And in the end, when we get closer and closer to the presidential election, I do believe he will have the people with him. And whatever needs to be done at this point, I think the people will be with him. Compared to 2020, where if he decided to use the military back then, I don't think the people would be with him. This time around, I think this time, it's very, very different. And I do believe he's going to show the deep state players, I have the people. And yes, the deep state, they're going to do whatever they possibly can to try to stop this. But I do believe in the end, it's going to fail, just like everything else. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.